In Afghanistan, a Taliban surge as the U.S. leaves is rattling many of the country's neighbors. In recent weeks, insurgents have gained control of key border posts with Iran, Pakistan, Uzbekistan, and Tajikistan. Amid the violence, a Reuters photographer, Danish Siddiqui, was killed today covering the fighting between the Taliban and Afghan forces near a border crossing with Pakistan. Michael Kugelman is deputy director of the Asia program at the Wilson Center. He's on Skype. Michael, how worried are Afghanistan's neighbors about the Taliban taking control of these border crossings?
Well, it's very concerning just because it appears that the Taliban will be in a position to dictate the flow of border trade, which will allow it to make a lot of money, among other things. And I think more broadly, the fact that the Taliban is so close to these bordering states is really quite concerning, and I think on the whole amplifies concerns for neighboring countries about the possible spillover effects of this increasing destabilization in Afghanistan, which could range from refugee flows to the risk of a higher flow of the drug trade emanating from Afghanistan, and also the risk of terrorism and terrorist groups in Afghanistan that pose a threat to the broader neighborhood.
Russia, of course, has its own troubled history with fighting a war in Afghanistan, but I'm wondering, does Moscow see opportunity in Afghanistan with the U.S. leaving?
I mean, certainly it's easy to think that with the U.S. on its way out, it's going to leave a vacuum that its major rivals like Russia and China and Iran will be able to fill. But I don't know if I would go that far, just because the security situation in Afghanistan is so incredibly volatile and violent, that I think that even if these countries like Russia would want to try to capitalize on the U.S. departure to deepen their own footprint in the country, they're not going to have many options, just because there's so little they could do in such a violent environment that Afghanistan is experiencing right now.
The other big power in that region, of course, is China. It shares just a narrow border with Afghanistan. And Beijing is trying to shore up its own ties with its Central Asian neighbors. Talk more about China's interests in Afghanistan.
Yeah, I would argue that China has two major interests or concerns in Afghanistan. One is a desire to be able to bring its infrastructure projects, especially those associated with its Belt and Road Initiative, into Afghanistan. But it really has not been able to do that because of the war. China has shown a willingness to tolerate a lot of risk in terms of making investments in many volatile parts of the world. If you look at its agricultural investments in sub-Saharan Africa, for example. But in Afghanistan, it's held back. It has not been a major economic player in Afghanistan. And it wants to change that. Its other concern is terrorism. China really worries about a terrorist group that goes by the acronym TIP, which is mainly comprised of Uyghur militants. And this is a group that many, including myself, think that China exaggerates the threat posed by this group. It tends to do, it's done a lot more fighting in Syria than it has in Afghanistan. But China believes that it's a big threat. And unfortunately, it uses this group as a pretext to crack down in horrible ways on its Uyghur community. And the question is, how does China deal with these two issues? One thing it may do is try to quietly reach out to the Taliban to try to reach some sort of understanding where, for instance, the Taliban agrees not to target infrastructure projects that China may want to build in areas controlled by the Taliban. And perhaps also China will try to get the Taliban to agree to deny space to these terrorists that China worries about.
Let's focus on Pakistan for a moment. It shares a long border and a tense relationship with Afghanistan. Pakistan's ambassador to the U.S. spoke with NPR's Morning Edition. You can hear how carefully he measures his words. Let's listen to Ambassador Asad Majid Khan.
We have no favorites. Anyone that is acceptable to the people of Afghanistan is acceptable to Pakistan. And we have urged Taliban to, refrain from pushing for a military victory. And I think it is time for the Afghan government to also show flexibility.
React to that and talk a bit just about the nature of the relationship. It's complicated between Pakistan and Afghanistan.
Yeah, it's very complicated. But not only is the relationship between Pakistan and Afghanistan complicated, the relationship between Pakistan and the Taliban is complicated. Yes, Pakistan has these close ties to the Taliban. It was one of the few countries to recognize the Taliban regime in the 1990s. But there are some things that the two groups disagree on, such as the issue of the border between Afghanistan and Pakistan, which the Taliban actually does not recognize, like most Afghans. So it's very complicated and very complex. But at the end of the day, there's no regional player other than Pakistan that has so much leverage over the Taliban. Even if it doesn't have as much leverage as it used to for whatever reason, it has that longstanding relationship with the Taliban, and that makes it a really critical player in this regard.
Michael Kugelman is Deputy Director for the Asia Program at the Wilson Center. Michael, thank you.
Thank you.